been going solo now.
BM on your tech, ain't got bags. I won't let you down, bet I won't let you down. BM on your tech, ain't got bags.
I won't let you down, bet I won't let you down.
Music that you'll be listening to on WONY 90.9 FM is music that will make your body rock. Make sure to tune in.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Gang. 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 They talking down on my name. Don't let them run off with the name. Man, I just run with the gang. ASAP boys came with the flame. Gang, gang. They talking down on the gang. They wanna rap with the name. But this ain't no regular name. Gang, gang. They trying to run with the name. I might pull up with 3Ks. But I do not fuck with no claim. Gang, gang. Them boys not flexing the same. I'm done with adjusting the fame. Pull up on your set, leave a stain. Gang, gang. I tell them come f*** with the gang. I tell them don't f*** with the gang. It's time to f*** the whole gang. Come f*** with the mob. Shout out to the lords and the gods. In love with my f*** cause she vibe. My eyes like the stars. I tell them f*** up in your eyes. Cause f*** with me, you go blind. She losing her mind. We kiss the Frank Ocean and blind. Convincing my f*** go blonde. Was born in the dark. I give you, you open my blinds. On yams and that's worth of my mom. Small jail amendment with cases. I'm still trying to beat a bunch of from a long time ago. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Like dominoes, Geronimo's. When it's my time to go, adios. Dominoes, like a no Dominicano. But eat the toast, on it's with platinos. Dealing with life in its highs and lows. I'm just spending like I'm supposed. I guess it's called living, I suppose. I'm on my live alone, dive alone. Ain't talking about spending, no buying clothes. I'm about my business, but I'm alone. I still had the vision when I was broke. Getting on bitches and foreign. Flying out women's to boring shows. I pray to God I don't overdose. I put ASAP on my tab. I put New York on the map. I put the gang on the flame. They gon' remember the name. They robbing boys with the chain. I got go yard by the sack. I got the boo by the back. I put your boo on the back. Gang, gang. Them boys not flexing the same. I'm done with adjusting the fame. Pull up on your set, leave a stain. Gang, gang. I tell them come f*** with the gang. I tell them don't f*** with the gang. It's time to f*** the whole gang.
Gang, 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 gang.
Gang,
They tryna front on the game. They gon' remember my name. Gang. Gang. They tryna front on the game. Gang. They said boys came with the flame.
Take your time, Uzi. Take your time.
Feel okay,
take
okay.
Your time.
I don't know if you're really in love with me now.
I don't know if you're really in love with me now.
I don't know if you're really in love with me now.
That was Lucy Vert, Don Toliver, Patience. Since I got kind of nothing to talk about music, I'll talk about that, like a story of that song later. But I kind of underestimated how much time I had before free agency started. So we're going to do the last division of the AFC, and I don't know how we're going to get through the NFC stuff next week. But we're going to try our best. But with that being said, we are going to the greatest division there is, the AFC North. We're going to start with the Baltimore Ravens. They kind of just need to shore up the O-line. They've been better. But I know they just need more all-pros on the offensive line. I don't think you can really win without like a elite offensive line, and multiple positions like have made all pro. I don't think you can win without it. So I think that's definitely they should look into a secondary upgrade. I don't know what's going on with Marlon Humphrey, but if Marlon Humphrey stays, they still need a cornerback one or a cornerback two, and I'm pretty sure Kyle Hamilton should be up for extension talks, but getting him healthy, yes, Kyle Hamilton is up for extension talks, so they're gonna have to figure that out. Linebacker's fine, do need some edge rushers. Maybe they can go big game hunting. Max Crosby, I am going to put Max Crosby out there for every good team because every good team needs an edge. And interior D-line, they do have, I don't want to butcher his name, but he's really good. Justin Madubuike? Yes. He's really good, but I think they can, like, shore it up. The defense can be a lot better. But then even, like, a wide receiver, they need to probably get someone better than Zay Flowers. And then Mark Andrews, off the team. Off the team. No more. All good things must come to an end. Mark Andrews should definitely not be the starting tight end next year. And yes, the Ravens, they're trying their best. I don't know how many teams they can like put out and not like at least make it to the Super Bowl. But there's still holes on the roster. But changes are on the horizon. Not for the players, though. Maybe for the coaching. Not this year. Maybe next year, though. Because we're kind of getting to a point with the team where it's just like, well, we got to do something, right? Because, I mean, we can't really just run back the same, like, everything and just hope for optimism. So they're starting to fall in that part, that little side, but we'll see how it goes. Cincinnati, man, just re-sign Ja'Marr Chase. That's priority number one. Don't let this drag out till August because you guys are off $3 to $4 million. New. Pay Jamar Chase what he's owed. You guys should have done this. Probably should have done this last year. But I don't know what happened, but they're probably $3 to $4 million apart, like every contract extension it always is. Just get it done. Like, don't, what I've learned, stop, don't play with people's money. And Jamar Chase, if contract extensions don't go great, he will request a trade. And I don't think the Bengals really need that. Because T. Higgins already requested a trade last year. They got to figure out that situation. They're probably going to trade him. Really doesn't make too much sense money-wise to extend him and Chase. So, probably trade him. Maybe get a second. Maybe get a third pick. A third round pick. Which is great. Because they need all the help they can get everywhere else. Offensive line is here every year. They just got to get better on the offensive line. It's not a good group. It's never a good group. That's all I got for the offensive line. And just like the defense, I have defense in all caps. Defense got to get better too, because it was pretty bad last year. They need everything. Cornerbacks, yes. D-line, they have to figure out the Trey Hendrickson thing. He requested a trade. He stayed on the team. I don't know what's going on with the contract extensions, but they have to figure that out too. And then everywhere else. Yeah, what do you want me to say? They need help everywhere. So they got to figure out the cap space to go address their needs. The defense probably won't be good next year. But as long as it's better, it's a step in the right direction. Draft, free agency, all of the above. Yeah, man, defense is rough. Who else? Oh, Cleveland Browns. It's time for a rebuild. Just trade Myles Garrett. Preferably for 2 first-round picks. That's probably the goal. That's probably the plan. And with that, just don't make things difficult. Just trade him where he wants to go. And then the team's going to give you a couple first-round picks. Everyone's happy. Just don't ruin relationships with future Hall of Fame players. Because, like, the Browns, like, Myles Garrett had a big part in making the Browns really good for the first time in, like, 20-plus years, 30-plus years, 40-plus. You get my point. So, figuring that out is step one. Now, quarterback situation. I'm not going to say his name. Mr. Redacted should never play a football game for the Browns again. And I don't think he will. The contract stuff is weird. Tore his Achilles again. They have to figure that out. But yeah, just scrap everything, to be honest with you. The real things is, what do you do with Denzel Ward? Is he too old? Well, he's about 25, but is he too good to have on the team, knowing you're going to be really bad next year? Maybe. They could probably get a second-round pick for him. Wink, wink, New York Giants. So, we'll see how that goes. But, Jerry Jeudy's nice. Nick Chubb's probably gone. Offensive line is really getting up there. Wasn't that great last year. Defensively, interior, not great. Yeah, it's time for a rebuild. Just cut some payroll. And in the draft, they have the 2nd pick. Draft best player available. Hit on the valuable positions. And then, you know, go into next year and see what happens. The goal is probably to get a quarterback eventually. But that's probably not this draft, at least not for them. And yeah, a lot of like organizational changes in this division. A lot of stuff probably needs to happen. Because we're moving on to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, quarterback. They need to figure out the quarterback position. I don't think Russell Wilson's making a return. So that means I gotta go QB hunting, and they are not good enough to draft one. So probably Matthew Stafford, if I had to guess. That's probably would be my plan A. Maybe Geno Smith would be my plan B if things aren't going great with him. But just aim as high as you can for the quarterback. Okay, no Russell Wilson. Justin Fields was pretty good. He probably is going to find a starting job somewhere else, probably the Jets. If I had to see if I was a betting man, which I'm not. But yes, quarterback, offensively, O-line needs work. It's kind of the moral story for everyone. Moral of the story. George Pickens. I don't know what to do with George Pickens. I'm kind of not sure if he wants to be a Steeler. So they kind of need to have a conversation with him. And if he's like, nah, then you trade him. But honestly, I'm not even really prepared to give him an extension because I kind of don't really trust him on the field and even off the field. I just think you can really look in a different direction for a receiver. Just draft the best one and move on from George Pickens. Defensively, it's getting old. TJ Watt's getting old. D-line's just getting old. Cameron Hayward. But Joey Porter is great. I think getting him a partner, getting him another cornerback. Safety is fine. Still have Michael Fitzpatrick. The defense is pretty good. Maybe upgrade the linebacker core a little bit, get another cornerback. But D-line need to get younger. Because TJ Watt, Cameron Hayward are getting up there. Alex Highsmith is pretty good. But getting another D-tackle would be great. And offensive line, I mentioned this, but I didn't go in depth. All about the trenches. All about getting your star left tackle. And yes, should be an interesting division. I think there's some good teams, there's some bad teams. I think the Browns and the Bengals are like kind of have a lot of work to do. Steelers just have one really big issue to take care of, which is the quarterback position and hitting on draft picks. But if they can get Matthew Stafford, I like their ceiling a lot better. Browns rebuild. Just don't burn any bridges and get as many picks as you can. Cut salary cap. Ravens. Just try to get some stars on the team. Offensive line. Need some help. Probably upgrade our receiver. And was there another team? Ravens, Bengals, Browns. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So don't know what I'm doing next week for the off season stuff, but you know, as they say, we will burn that bridge when we get there. Okay, that was supposed to be a perfect transition to what I was gonna play. Okay.
You can't even fly. Your ass can't pass through a metal detector when they blew your ass.
Damn, D-Lo,
where
the f*** you get this
at? I got houses inside of houses, got cars on side of cars, got left yard, right yard, front yard, back yard. Boy, boy, I got bikes, a lot of bikes, got ice. Boy, boy.
Coming out the biter.
your ass has nightmares about magnets and hammers.
Outside, hurry up, it's freezing. 2 minutes and I'm leaving. Can't have nobody see me out here. Creeping, looking thirsty.
Promise you won't hurt me.
But why am I here in the first place? I know that I'm in third place.
Yes, treat me like I'm here
once I touch down in your city, you know it be how she roll. myself to you to them. Only confide in you, I can't trust them. Because I'm fine with you, over here lying with you. I wanna show you off to the city I'm from and ride around with you. Fine dine with you, I think about you all the damn time. For real, you tell me that's just game, I ain't lying, it's true. I never seem to get a sufficient amount of you. Sometimes I think to you, I might as well be mine. Do bad for you, I'm crazy about you, I'm mad for you. About to dial your mom's home number and ask for your life. Hello, Miss Johnson, you know why I'm calling. You know I haven't fallen, falling for your daughter. I think about her often, correct me if I'm wrong. But was it you that gave the eyes to her I'd be lost in? Thought so, tell her I said hello if you can. And also, that I can't wait to see her again. And also, tell her call me when she get a chance. Cause I got so much to say and I appreciate you, ma'am. Go Monaco, take you out on a boat. Say goodbye to Domino's, let's get you some pasta. You don't need no doctor to help you with your posture. You walking around head high, that's why I said hi. That's why I came up to you, poking my chest. I pressed out, trying to make you mine for the sake of humankind. How'd you get so wise, must have taken you some time. I can't help but wonder what your parents make of you and I. Let's go to Nice and get your sister a niece. I'm trying to make the population decrease. I'm trying to see it in these before we head back east. Call asking when you plan to be home. It's been a week or so longer than you said you'd be gone. You say you love her, then you ask her what the family's on. Before you hang up on her, hand me the phone so I can say, hello, Miss Johnson. You know why I'm calling. You know I haven't fallen. Falling for your daughter. I think about her often. Correct me if I'm wrong, but was it you that gave the eyes to her I'd be lost in? Also, tell her I said hello if you can. And also, that I can't wait to see her again. And also, tell her call me when she get a chance. Cause I got so much to say and I appreciate you, ma'am.
Okay, that was Boss Sanufa. Yes. Okay. Not a lot of music stuff. Ooh. Not a lot of music stuff on this front. Yeah, not much. A$AP Rocky announced a date. We'll see if I believe it. Rihanna saying, you know, she's been in the booth for 8 years. She might drop something soon. It's going to be something we're not expecting. We've never heard before. I don't really believe it, but, you know, I'm open to being proven wrong. But I'm like 70% sure that she's retired. 90% sure that she's retired. So we'll see how that goes. J. Cole dropped a song. It was pretty cool. But, you know, when people drop a song now, when J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake drop a song from now on, it's just going to be a lot of talking, a lot of blah, blah, blah. I just want to talk about the song, guys. It was pretty good. That's all I got for you. It was pretty good. I'm waiting for some new J. Cole music. And it should be fun. It should be fun. What he talks about. Got into some topics on this song. So he's probably out that phase of him talking about his come up. I don't know what like phase he's in right now, but I'll be here for it. Gonna be cool to see like what type of production he's on. He can always work with Metro. I don't know, I'm just saying. Or he can always just produce him by himself. He's pretty good at producing. And yeah, I'm trying to think. That's on the music front. Quavo dropped a song. It was pretty good. I played it. Yeah, it was pretty good. It's in a rotation now. Been listening to Hello Miss Johnson by Jack Harlow. Like, I heard it when it first dropped, and I was like, oh, okay. I mean, it's okay. And I don't know, I've kind of been in the mood. Kind of got a nice, I don't know, I like the vibe of it. And then, yeah, and that's on the music front. We'll see who drops. We'll see what happens. And yes, sir.
always have your heart. You never see it coming, cause you're blinded from the start. Know that you're that one for me. It's clear for everyone to see. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
You gotta rock and wait in this one. Come on.
See, I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And
it's the only way we know how to rock.
I don't know about y'all, but I know about us. And
it's the only way we know how to rock.
Do you remember, girl? Was the one who gave you your first kiss. Cause I remember, girl, I was the one who said, put your lips like this. Even before all the fame and people screaming your name, girl, I was there and you were my baby. It started when we were younger, you were mine. Now another brother's taking over, but it's still in your eyes.
You know this thing ain't been no walk in the park for us. I swear it'll only take a minute. You'll understand when I finish. Yeah, and I don't wanna see you cry, but I don't wanna be the one to tell you a lie. So how do you let it go when you just don't know what's on the other side of the door when you walk in?
Talk about
now everything I tried to remember to say just went out my head. So I'ma do the best I can to get you to understand.
Gotta figure out what I need. Oh, there's never a right time.
thousand times I
found myself asking why
am I taking so long to say this? But trust me, girl, I never meant to crush your world, and I never thought I would see the day we grow apart. And I wanna know, how do you let it go when you just don't know what's on the other side of the door when you walk in?
Talk about,
girl, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. We just can't go on pretending that we get along, girl. How you not gonna see? Baby, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. Listen to your heart, girl. You know we should be apart. Baby, I just can't do it. And sometimes it makes me wanna cry.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
do you hear me crying?
I'll be back same time, same location next week. We'll see what happens in the NBA world, music world. I'm going to do a tanking team check-in with all the tanking teams, or you know what I mean. I'll be back next week.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Cause when I asked, do you have a man, she tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't, I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. It's what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
Was working for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about our girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet, I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend.
Like I if I can't have him.
So this is it. Our lives were only a blimp of some good thing then, and whatever it is now, holding on to something you don't really want. Is it me? Is it you?
I'm Erin Shear, better known as Erin Darling, class of 2003, and this is Eating Upstate on WONY. Coming up, I'll be highlighting two local restaurants, Brushland Eating House, located in Bovina, and Tiny's at the Hamden General Store, located in Hamden. Once again, you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. The following originally aired on April 30th, 2022, on WJ.